Well, John, it's fantastic to see that you're in the ambience here of the Elders tent, of course, at the Elders New South Country Eagles versus Perth Spirit game. Of course, it's great to see that we've got the Eagles up and running for country people, haven't we, and they've really responded.
Yeah, look, I think it's a wonderful sort of thing for country rugby to have a sort of semi-professional game which kids in the country can aspire to and get involved in, yeah.
And it must have been fantastic from a New South Wales Country Juniors point of view to see such a diversity of teams. You've got the Wildgut Lambs, you've got the Burke Rams, you've got the Crindye Lions, you've got the Armidale Blues, and they've all come here and just had, you know, 4 or 5 hours of fantastic rugby on the big field before a big game.
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about country rugby. You know, people are prepared to travel and get involved, and it doesn't worry them to do that. And the good thing about it is those kids sort of make mates from the other side, and they'll be mates for the rest of their life.
Great news also is part of the foundation with the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles is they've given you a nice big cheque of 30 grand. That's absolutely sensational, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's wonderful for country rugby, you know, especially for juniors. I mean, we've really struggled to get any money from any of the organisations, and for us to get that is going to be a huge boost for country junior rugby.
And what about yourself? Of course, you're a Blaney Ram, so you've had to cop 3 premierships in a row, you know, down south. Big challenge is, were you able to sort of take down somebody like Narromine, you know, because they're the Northern Conference winners in Central West, and also just fantastic to see the Rams have that continuous success, in spite of the fact you've had a team like Cootamundra Tricolours come in and really do a great job in both not only men's and women's.
Blaney would be happy to play Narromine, but they're just worried about us. Yeah. No. But, I mean, unfortunately, that's the way the comp works, but I really would love to see Northern play Southern, and then you really find out who's the best sort of single team in Central West.
Speaking of women's rugby, of course, you've got a young lass, Grace Hamilton. She's proudly wore the Wallaroo shirt on about 8 to 10 occasions. You went over to the World Cup in Ireland. You must have been just so proud to see her not only play, but the Wallaroos get out there and compete. They're going to get better and better as they get more tests, you know, now in the mix there and really part of the fabric of Australian rugby and Australian sport.
Oh, look, it was a wonderful opportunity for us and our family to go and watch her play. And as you say, I think women's rugby is only going to get stronger and stronger. You know, in country this year, we held a 17, under 17 sort of, we got a 15 side going, and we actually played Sydney, and for the first time in the first game, we beat Sydney quite convincingly. So, you know, women's rugby, and especially at a 15s level, is really growing, and, you know, we're pretty pleased to be involved with it. And I think the great thing about it, I mean, a mother said to me about a daughter, she said she used to get criticised for her shape and what have you, and next thing she's playing rugby for the local, you know, regional side, and all of a sudden she went from sort of being giving a hard time at school to being, wow, this girl can really play a sport at a competitive level.
What do you think overall? We've had some fantastic carnivals in all those age groups, and it's a real challenge to keep that going because there's such fantastic opportunities for kids to progress, not only play great rugby, play for country, but move through and also, you know, make mates for life. And the great news out of the juniors next year is you go to the website there, countryjuniors.com.au, is we're going to Italy in some of the age groups, so that's absolutely fantastic. And that $30,000 check, I assume, will be part of that, but still it's great to see that you're giving kids in that 14, 15, 16 age group that opportunity to have such an incredibly unique opportunity to play rugby in Italy.
Now look, the $30,000 won't be involved in any of that trip to Italy. It's all about the kids. They're going to fund it themselves, and that's been the case all the way through country. That, you know, we haven't sort of fully determined how that money will be spent, but it's a plan is to spend it on coach development and player development. So it's even though this tour to Italy is about player development, we'd already had stuff in place to do that. Yeah, at this stage, yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity for the kids to go. And I think culturally, for a lot of country kids, they don't get that opportunity to get out of Australia and see different cultures. So it'll be good for them, both playing rugby and from a cultural point of view.
But you've got to make sure the El Presidente gets put a little bit aside so they can have first-class seating all around Italy. So it'd be fantastic to see that. What's the great challenge for the game? We've had numbers grow in a lot of places, but we've had a drop-off on the coast. You know, Coffs Harbour is flying as far as numbers, Central West, Central North, Western Plains, as we've seen. But what are the real challenges? Because I think you can't be any more inspired to see things like this, but also see players. And we don't want Waratah players every day of the week, but we want to see them once every 6 weeks or something.
Yeah, look, I couldn't disagree with you. You know, I think it's important that we get those sort of leading players out in the country zones and realise what their opportunities are. For me, skill development of players at a junior level is going to help the game. And the more we can do that, the better it's going to be for the game. So things. And these sort of events only highlight what rugby can do and what a good game it is, both from a playing point of view and a social point of view.
Yeah. Yeah, well, John, it's been great to catch up with you. Fantastic on the success, and we hope you, hopefully you continue to grow the game there at a junior level, but hopefully we see the support from the city clubs and also, of course, New South Wales Rugby as well.
Yeah, cheers. No, it's been good to speak to you. Yeah.